Power Trip After Party Podcast, presented by Bud Light Seltzer. Available now in the podcast section of the iHeartRadio app and on KFAN.com.
It's the After Party Podcast. After Party Podcast. What is this now? This is a horrible
what a hell of a start, Zach.
God dang it.
Hell of a start. Hey, right out of the gate. You just tripped and fell, and then the track had to put you down.
This feels like the end of the show.
Yeah, it really does.
Gee, wow.
Zach, I don't know how to show you this, but vaginas and holes aren't necessarily the thing.
I take personal offense to that, by the way.
That's not quite the same thing.
Yeah, don't ever go, hey, can I see your hole?
Yeah, like, are you talking right now?
Be classy.
Like, just talk for a second.
Can I see your vagina?
Can I see your pussy?
Check 1, 2.
Jesus, Carly. Would you assume that a mouth is a hole?
Right, a mouth is a hole.
Yeah.
Are your nose? Nostrils a
but
hole?
I meant,
are eyes
I
holes? Are ears holes?
I was, like I said, I meant vagina. I just didn't think it was classy enough to say it. You almost destroyed
well,
my
Well, if you
laptop.
Drop the P-bomb on the air, you're in big trouble.
Don't say
the
that.
The V-bomb is just anatomy.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. From now on, I will guess vagina.
You know what? Why don't we move forward just you assuming that you don't say vagina on the air? Because I have a feeling you're going to abuse that power.
I won't abuse that.
Just play Prince's song.
Carly, could you save me some time and just explain what you and Brianne were talking about when it comes to sending
nudes?
No, I'm
not saving you any time.
I don't want to listen to the podcast.
Because
I'm going to nap. That mean, Corey?
Yeah, first of all,
fuck you.
Yeah. And second of all, I'm not more people listen to people that listen to this listen to my show. I am not going to just direct them.
Well, then I'm not going to listen to
for
it.
No reason.
I listened to the one with Glenn Perkins' wife a couple weeks ago, and it wasn't the podcast.
This
I heard
one
part
is
of it
better.
Live.
This one's better because Brianne and I have fun together.
Hmm.
Talking nudes, not noodles.
Oh, God.
Is that okay for like a what time is it on again?
7 o'clock.
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, Barrero does a whole bumped. Hour on nudes.
Does he?
Nude Wednesdays, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's one of the reasons why I think Sid and Barrero clashed so much, is that Barrero was pro-nudes.
And Sid wasn't?
No,
Sid just grew up in a different era.
I suppose.
Where sending nudes wasn't a thing, so I think Barrero was trying to convince him that sending nudes is tons of fun.
Were like shorts and, full shirts.
Right, and they all looked like barbershop poles, right? Like red and white spirals.
Yeah, different time.
Suits.
Different time.
Where the hell do those things come from anyway?
I don't know.
What?
Who's like, I'm in a barber shop. I want a spinny red and white
thing.
So
you knew, I read it somewhere. It's because it was like a symbol if you couldn't read. You knew that you were at the barber shop.
Oh. Wow.
Strange.
Interesting.
You are full of like these random.
I know really dumb shit.
It's very cool.
Thank you,
sir. Yeah, so I'm not telling you about the nudes. You have to listen to the show to learn about the nudes.
Why don't you have a Snapchat?
But why would she have a Snapchat?
What am I going to snap?
It's fun. It's a fun little thing.
Let me defend Carly for a second. If she wants to send nudes to Jason or whoever, why can't she just text him? Why would she have to Snapchat?
Because then these disappear, and then you like...
Maybe she doesn't want him to disappear on Jason's phone.
Yeah, I want Jason to put them in a album.
Yeah,
right. Save them.
Print them out in
the hidden album
scrapbook.
Yeah, send them to Costco. Sell them.
Oh.
Make a calendar.
Yeah, show them to his new girlfriend.
Count how many holes there are.
Contrast and compare. That's a good set of slabs you got there.
No, I think our nude days are over.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Sure, that's some
nudes
kind of,
whale.
Yeah,
nudes do whale.
They spice up any good relationship
and bad ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nudes are sweet.
God, calm down, Zach.
What?
Zach's got a problem.
I had a great couple of weeks. I'm just
okay.
Are you still getting laid?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Really? Is it snowing yet?
No. It must be nice.
Yeah, Zach, good for you.
So, how is it?
Oh, it's great. It was great. Greatest day of my life, but, I mean, not that, but.
Greatest day of your life.
It was pretty good. It was a decade in the making, perhaps even more.
But has it continued?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's still a little weird because it's more about the FWB thing, you know, it's something serious.
Friends with Benz.
Oh, yeah. Got it. Like, what is that?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not, you know, a regular thing, but, you know, it's happened a couple of times, so hopefully more.
The late night you up? text?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You up?
No wonder you abruptly quit playing Rocket League the other night and was like, gotta go! Fuck your stupid video game, you grown-ass idiot.
You guys still good at that?
I never was good at it.
So does Corey play with you when no one else will play with him?
I thought you played
with
Mark Parrish.
I'm shocked.
Parrish hasn't played much in the last handful of months.
Well,
he's kind of off Rocket League now.
He carries the living shit out of me.
Maybe. That's the only thing I do. I can't play cards right now, really, because of COVID, so I don't do anything except for work on initials and play fucking Rocket League.
Jason, I consider we should start an underground poker ring.
We should.
Dude, I've been telling you for years.
Yeah.
You told me the Wild used to have a game. There's no way those fucking guys have any idea what they're doing.
Probably not.
Let me get that NHL money.
Mm-hmm. They would all play.
Yeah, that would
be
great.
We could just round everybody up.
Could you afford the buy-in that they would probably...
Of course he could.
It should be free money.
Yeah.
I mean, if
it's an investment to get all your money.
Like,
you're getting your money back.
$25,000, $50,000.
None of them would do that. Well, a few of them would.
Right, exactly. I'm saying.
Fuck yeah, a few of them would do that.
Yeah, do you have any? I'm not trying to put anybody in a bad spot. Do you know what kind of stakes they play? Just out of curiosity. Do you know what like a bad night for one of them would be? Is it like $1,000 or less?
No, it's got to be more than that.
Less than that?
No,
oh,
way more.
Way
than
more
that.
Than that. Five figures at least.
Well, yeah, but everybody's different, right? Like NFL guys used to bet paychecks, right? They would gamble paychecks on each other.
And they wouldn't do that.
Right.
You get a period donut?
Oh my God, Zach.
Fuck, Zach.
My sweet daughter.
Tina just brought in a red donut and
it's
said,
a ghost
what?
Pepper donut from Dunkin' Donuts. I don't want it.
You?
Does anyone want it?
No, I'm good.
He wants it. Sauce stared at these donuts, and then when I offered him a donut, he left. And I said, and then he said he didn't want it. And I was like, you pointed at it through the window. You obviously wanted it.
What's going on with you?
Oh my gosh.
Are you dating someone? Are you?
I'm not at all. Thank
you're
you for
still
asking.
Single?
Yes, still single.
Yep, you know, she loves when you bring that up.
COVID and
no,
all.
No.
It's only like 9 years
I'm
straight.
I'm constantly
thinking of me.
Finding people.
Well, you
for
are
you,
my mom, and I appreciate that.
Yes,
thank you.
We have adopted you.
Thank you.
Even though we love your parents.
They are also great.
We love
people.
Your dad.
Thank you. Yes.
Yep.
What's up, guys? What's
I tried to
on?
Offer Tina that I would pay her $18 to watch Fargo season one because you have to pay $17.99 to get it, and she refuses to pay $17.99 to
watch
it.
It.
I don't have the time right now.
Oh
you know,
my God.
Basically,
what are you busy doing?
Well, this week I'm very busy. Thank you so much for asking. Yesterday I had a friend in town. Tonight I have to watch The Bachelorette.
Right?
Raven,
I saw
yes.
the pictures. Lovely.
Tonight I have to watch The Bachelorette. It's very important. Okay. Tomorrow I have a meeting. Thank you for asking. And then Thursday I'm having dinner with some friends. So, and then
you
I'm
are busy.
Going to Hilton Head this weekend. So I'm very busy. Very busy. Sorry, Corey.
Is there anything in Hilton Head that's exciting?
My parents.
Okay. Well, that's exciting, but...
Oh, that's where they live?
Thinking more of like a...
No, they're just going.
They're
and
just
they,
going.
They said, do you want to come? We'll pay for your plane ticket. And I said, yes.
Yeah.
Corey, you can't even be mad. I've already watched two of your TV shows, so I don't know what
What's
you want from
again?
Me. I watched Ozark.
Oh, true. Ozark and The Boys.
And then I watched The Boys.
Right, and I'm two for two.
Nope, you're one and a half for two.
You didn't like Ozark that much?
I gave it a half point.
Ozark's a half
you
point
like boys,
for you?
Though?
I loved The Boys.
The Boys is super fun.
I did not like Ozark season one or season two, but I liked season three, so I'm giving it a half point, which is very generous.
Wow.
Which is very generous. I love it. Is Tina going to come on Wednesday the 28th?
What's Wednesday the 28th?
Isn't that the...
Well, now Sauce isn't.
Why not?
The getting shit-faced and
pictures
doing breathalyzer bit.
Good God.
Some immediate one that involves... I have a meeting at 1 that involves my sister and helping my sister out.
Oh.
So.
Couldn't you move that, though, to a different day?
Could we do it the day before?
No,
you can't
maybe.
Reschedule your meeting?
I'm out of town, though. I don't get back till...
Maybe. Teens, we're all going to go get hammered at 11 o'clock in the morning, and AJ's going to film it for digital.
You're going to get hammered, and AJ's going to film you on a Wednesday?
Yes.
And then, why?
Well, we're helping
some police officers are testing breathalyzers.
Oh.
So we are the breathalyzer guinea pigs, and then they're going to drive us all home, so none of us
That's
obviously get
so
D-dubs.
So kind.
We're helping the community.
Yeah.
So basically the entire Power Trip Morning Show is going to do shots at 11 in the morning, like a lot of shots.
Like on the show?
Well, we're going to record
the
it.
Show.
Yeah.
We're gonna
after the
after,
show.
After,
okay. Yeah, because I was going to say no liquids near the boards, guys, so you know.
No.
Keep that away.
But Chris and I did this, how many years ago was it against Sauce? I thought we looked it up.
I know for a fact it was 2015.
So we did it for this Care 11 story. There.
2014, it was 6 years
It was all these
ago.
Bits, like these apps and devices that you can attach to your phone. So it's like breathalyzers for yourself. So you could test yourself if you're like, ooh, I don't know if I should drive or not. So Care 11 did a story on all these different attachments you can have on your iPhone. So we got to go get shit-faced, and we did like a bazillion shots in the first 60 minutes, and Hawk and I were beyond shattered in the first 60 minutes. So we were disasters.
Are you guys betting on like the length of the how long it's going to take? What's the-
Oh, wow.
No, it's more just for fun. It's
It'll
like
be interesting
drunk
to
we can
see
get.
Who hits a certain number before, like who has the higher tolerance.
How many shots does it take for Gail to make an appearance? Is she like a
I've
two
never
shot?
Met Gail.
You've
I'd
met
love
Gail.
To. You've
I've
never met Tyna.
Once,
no, I've not met Tyna.
It
no,
is
no,
quite
I didn't
the experience.
Oh, no, yeah, you did.
I met Tyna.
Will Gail be there next week?
Gail will be there.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, Gail will be there.
Oh,
no, I met Tyna one time at the root party.
I'm looking at pictures of you guys blowing things.
Jesus.
14. Yeah, look at that. Look at you.
Yeah, we got we got after it. It was by the time we were done doing a shot, we basically told the guy line up another one, and then by the time he made those, we would do those.
It'll probably take
not a lot of downtime.
Is it? It's shots. We have to take shots.
No, you can do whatever you want. There were definitely people there that were sipping. It's like I don't have 7 hours
to
do this bit.
Yeah, I would rather
bit.
Just do the shot.
So we just went. For
I think it.
It
would take six shots.
I bet it's less. Oh, I think no. Gail makes an appearance way less than six.
No,
I think so.
No. No.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted, yeah.
How many shots before Tyna shows up?
One and a half.
One and a half? That's the same score you gave Ozark like, and the boys combined.
But it depends on what we're drinking, too.
Mm.
Like, if it's an 80-proof vodka, then it's going to take, like, three.
Yeah. Yeah, you can you can basically order anything you want. That's kind of the gist of it, is it's open bar.
That's
tequila,
then. Beautiful.
I'll bring my own tequila.
I don't know if you need to bring anything. Except for a good attitude.
Oh well, that's
yeah. They, so
that's a given.
They What am I thinking about? They bring the booze, right?
Is yeah, it's at a bar or a restaurant.
How do we, so they drive us home.
Yes,
they
do.
Have what I drink.
Even out
though.
To White Bear,
they'll make sure you get home safely. They're not letting anybody
where do I leave
drive.
My car? Well,
I don't know how that works. It's a great question.
You
know
what?
Know.
Here's your keys.
That's a super good question. I don't remember how that works.
You guys should get a party bus to the place
with a pole in it.
Okay. Yeah.
And strobe lights.
That's for the way home with Gail. I doubt Carly's going to use it on the way there.
We should, because we're going to be done by like one, right? We're still going to be shit faced.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
not get a party bus?
Do.
Drive around the go to Honey and Mackey's.
Yeah. Go to all of our favorite food spots.
Yes.
Hammered.
Oh my God. All afternoon, just. Oh,
God damn
just
it.
Just honey
calm
and
down,
Mackey's
Zach.
Dripping the pole in the party
oh, wow.
bus.
Wrecked Wednesdays. I love it.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wasted Wednesday.
Great.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I'll keep
Would
it.
Would you like to come?
I'll keep it, you know, open.
Back pocket?
Yeah, I don't
available.
Have currently anything that day. But
when do you come back
like
from Hilton Head?
Tuesday.
You know, you okay, could watch perfect. Fargo on the plane.
But what if they have some, like, really good movies?
Oh, my God. Just forget it.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going
to
head out, guys. But
good
this
to see
was,
you.
This is fun.
Yes. I love seeing
Carly,
you.
It was a pleasure.
Love seeing you.
Of course.
Who do you like more, Brianne or Tyna?
Oh, don't make no. That's well, some, it's different because Tyna is my
child. So
mm-hmm.
and Brianne is my life partner.
But if you had to, hang out with one or marry one, which one would you rather hang out with? Which one would you rather marry?
Wow,
well, I can't marry Tyna.
Why?
I'm her child.
Yeah, she is my. She's our adopted child.
This is a
we're mom and dad.
You can incest.
Jason
or
and I are mom. And dad.
Jason is my age, but
Jason
that's fine.
Is your age, but we're mom and dad.
They're my parents, and they.
I think you're a little younger than he is.
So wait, then you're...
I'm 28.
So you're like Tyna's stepmom?
Yeah, I'm Tyna's stepmom.
You are?
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Where's my wallet?
Uh-oh.
Mary Blank Hill.
You don't... are you a Tyna's stepmom and you're in real estate?
Oh,
no.
Boy.
Do you sell homes? No, who do you like better, though, honestly? If you had to kill one of them, which one would you rather
I wouldn't kill.
Tyna or Brianne?
I'd kill you. That's
well,
what
that's
I would do.
That's
yeah.
everybody's
yeah.
answer.
That would be the
dead.
World's biggest celebration.
That's the longest line of all time. I think like three people tolerate
no.
me.
There's only two. You'd have to add someone else because isn't it Mary F. Kill?
Yeah, so. Mary F. Kill.
Fine, so. How about Marnie?
Yeah,
Marnie, Mary. Tyna, and Brianne. Mary oh. fuck kill.
You know what? I can sacrifice myself. If
no,
I would
that's
never.
Not
You're
no,
my
no, no,
child.
No, 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 no. Tyna.
I would sacrifice myself
oh my
for
God,
you.
That's no. beautiful. Thank you.
Marnie yeah. Gellner, Tyna Rage, and Double B.
Ooh, that's tough.
Nah. No, I can't do it. I can't
oh, come
do
on.
It.
Sauce, go for it. Answer.
Fuck.
Look at the
tough.
Thought process. I love that. If you ask Sauce to like balance his checkbook, he has no interest in thinking about it. If you're like, hey,
I marry Marnie because Marnie's sweet,
mm-hmm.
and Tyna and Brianne
feel
are
secure.
Not sweet.
Really not. You know me.
Who are you going to kill?
Man.
Tina's ready to jump.
Are you on any dating sites?
I'd kill...
She's on all the dating apps.
I'm really not.
Are you? What are you on? Are you on the one that swipes? I don't remember what it's called.
Man, I don't want to answer the second part.
I don't remember the one that swipes.
No, because it's vulgar. I'd marry Marnie for sure. I'd probably kill Brienne.
I couldn't kill Brienne.
Say that to her face. Where is she, by the way? How come she didn't show up?
Yeah, she
died.
She's in an undisclosed location that she's fine. She's having a good, she's on a little vacation thing. She just doesn't want everybody to know.
Right. So she's doing ayahuasca?
Yeah.
Wow.
Good for her.
By the way, it was a trick question anyway. The right answer is don't marry anybody.
Right.
Just kill everybody or fuck everybody. That's the right
answer.
I'm already
on the road to that. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Would you please show Zach the top of that donut? Zach, that's a hole.
Yep, that's not a vagina.
Vagina, that's a hole.
I'm sorry, I'm missing.
You're
something
missing something.
So, Gina, at the end of the show today, we did this fill in the blank game, and the fill in the blank was female vagina. I just blew the punchline.
The blank was fill in vagina.
Female kangaroos have three blanks.
Oh. Female kangaroos
and
have three
blanks. And Zach wrote down vaginas and then crossed it out and put holes.
And then creepily said holes.
And when the right answer was vaginas, he wanted credit for the right answer. And we had to explain to him
holes and vaginas are not the same things.
Not the same thing.
We have multiple holes.
For example, since we're talking
not
donuts,
we're
when you go to the store, you don't get a dozen vagina holes. You get donut holes.
Yeah, you don't get donut vaginas.
Yes.
Some people, I think, do.
I mean, we know a guy that's not here that would bang that donut.
It's a Dunkin' Donuts. Very soft.
He's done worse.
It's very soft.
He banged a zero.
Do we still have Dunkin' Donuts here in the Twin Cities? I didn't know that.
That's what Tina got there.
I got it. There's not very many. There's one in the airport. There's one in the Great Wolf Lodge. And there's one in Edina. So I went to the one in Edina.
Have you spent time at the Great Wolf Lodge?
No, I just looked it up on my phone, and there was one in the Great Wolf Lodge.
I was going to say, you don't seem like a water park kind of
definitely
a person
definitely not.
To me.
Those are infested with germs.
Seems like a water park.
Way more Dunkin' Donuts than just that.
I love the Dells.
I don't know.
Maplewood, Roseville, Hugo. You know, there's a towns on the east side of the Mississippi River, you West Metro elitists. It's gross.
Jesus. Just go get laid more, Zach.
Yeah, I got you.
Screw you.
Big week for Zach, Tina.
Yeah, he got
Everything's going Zach's way all
Zach,
of a sudden.
Congratulations.
My God.
Very happy for you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
He doesn't even know the difference between vaginas and holes
anymore.
I don't like the red stuff on there.
Do
you know what
God.
It is?
I heard it's like something peppery.
Well, technically the frosting is the pepper part.
It's pepper?
It's a ghost pepper donut.
That sounds awful.
Oh, that's terrible.
It wasn't even spicy.
Why did you ruin a good donut by just...
Zach, eye contact. Look at Tina when you're talking.
I'm too nervous. I respect her too much. She kicks ass.
To be fair, we have a lot of things blocking our eyeliner.
Yeah, we have a computer monitor, a microphone,
your feet.
Yeah.
Your computer.
Social norms.
Mm-hmm. We don't look at each other when nowadays. We just
sexual tension.
Yeah, the sexual tension is off the charts.
Mounting.
I felt when you said you got laid this week, I felt the jealousy from Tina that it wasn't
she
her.
Was
my congratulations.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
just
but
lying.
Also sad because she. Sad.
I'm gonna go cry into this donut.
All right. Well,
actually, I'm gonna go give it to Michaela because you don't want it. So.
No, I'm good. I don't need it. I'm too fat.
Well, there's another one if you change your mind. Bye, everyone.
Bye, Tina. We love you.
Bye,
Carly.
Bye, teens.
Nope.
Okay.
Wow.
She says.
Yeah,
nope.
Tina and I started a two-person TV club. You know, like
okay.
Which is pretty pointless because I never see her. We don't talk. So it's like. What show should I watch? Watch Ozark.
Yeah,
okay,
Shaq,
great.
She's here today.
Right, but it's like that's the extent of our TV club is I thought Ozark was okay. Wow, great discussion. Let's move on.
I loved Ozark.
So did I. I think Ozark's outstanding. The Boys is super good.
I've never seen that, but
it's fun.
I'm currently reading a book, so I will not be watching TV for a while.
Oh yeah, what is that?
What's that?
What book are you reading?
And playing board games.
Bowls?
What kind of board games?
I didn't say Catan?
Oh, Settlers
of Catan?
Yeah. Sure. What else?
The Initials Game.
Oh, that's great.
Oh,
you
my
can
gosh.
Get I'm so glad that came up organically.
Up,
yeah. You can get that at initialsgame.com. That's initialsgame.com. There's
you
t-shirts.
Can buy
we
that.
Introduced, yeah, we introduced yeah. some friends to it. It was very fun.
What was the feedback?
They loved it.
Great. Did they buy
they felt
it at
like
initialsgame.com?
It was like they felt kind of like it was a trivia thing, and I was like, well, it's
that's
better than
pretty
that,
much what
so.
It is, though.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, where's your board game?
I don't have one.
Oh.
That's work ethic. I don't have that.
Yeah, it's literally all I do. Sometimes I'm like, I want to just burn that game to the ground sometimes because it takes up
it's
so much
good,
of my
though,
time.
Cor.
It's very good.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Should be proud.
I got I have this week's set done.
Can't wait.
Creasel's playing this Friday because you guys are going to Vegas on Friday. Carly's former hometown, kind of.
Kind of.
So
adopted hometown.
Yeah, by the way, Settlers of Catan is fun. I played it once.
It is so fun.
I played it once with Ellie and Forrest and my wife, and they taught us how to play it. It was fun. We haven't played it since. And now I feel like, since it's been a year and change, that I don't remember how to play, and I would have to learn it all over again.
If we invited you guys over to play, would you come over and play?
Sure.
Sure, but could I just drink wine with you instead?
Yes.
Okay, I'd rather do that.
Yes. You could do that.
I just remember you can, like, wheel and deal, right? You can, like, trade for crops and shit, and then you were, like, roll stuff.
Yep.
Yeah,
wheat
and whatever.
And sheep and
I don't really remember the strategy. I don't remember how it works. I just remember, I'm like, this is kind of fun.
It was
I can
really
see why everybody
fun.
Gets into that.
So that's fun?
That game's a beast,
man. It
was
awesome. We had so much fun. And you can get extensions for it.
Yep.
And then you're real nerdy.
Have you played Ticket to Ride? That's what the question that every buddy should... You should get Ticket to Ride. Sophia is at the perfect age for that game.
Ticket to Ride. I've never even heard of it.
It's everywhere. There's like
is
a
it
thousand...
A it's a board game?
Board game. Okay. Super fun. And very little strategy. A little bit of strategy when it comes to timing, like when you do certain things, but it's not like you're never going to have to sit there and try to, you know, solve a fucking equation in your head. It's not that hard. It's more like, do I do A or B? It's not 57 options.
Okay.
Super fun, though. What is she, 10?
Mm-hmm.
10's more Grady. Than old enough to play a Ticket to Ride, and it's a longer game, especially if you don't know what you're doing. It can be like 2 hours to play it, but if you know what you're doing and have a wife... that pays attention to whose turn it is.
Oh, okay.
You can get
okay.
through it much faster.
Okay.
Games of Ticket to Ride with my wife have been known to take up to 3 hours with our neighbors, Scooter and Fellatio, because my wife never knows
who's... Does
she
get chatting? Or why doesn't she pay attention to the
so,
turn?
Again, I'm not like board game Nazi. I'm not like, you know, no soup for you. Okay. But there's like this unwritten rule with poker or board games or card games. Clearly, you're doing it for social reasons, right? Let's play.
We're hanging,
Right, we're hanging out. But the unwritten rule should always be, if it's your turn, do your turn, and then talk all fucking day long.
Okay.
But if it's not, if it's your turn, just pay attention. So always, she's doing like a 5-minute story, and then she'll go, hey, whose turn is it anyways? It's been yours for the last 5 minutes. That's why this game is going till 4 a.m. when it could have been done at 7:30 p.m. Just... play your card, and then keep talking. That's all we're doing here is talking and playing.
I would usually side with Angie, but I'm a little bit more like you in the board game. I'm like, pay attention.
Right.
And continue.
Yeah, let's just get through this.
Let's keep moving forward.
It's not the opposite where it's like, we're only playing. We're going to take this seriously. There's going to be no socializing. We're all adults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no one
we
wants to
both.
Play games
you,
with that
you,
guy.
You,
no.
Right. That sucks. That's the other extreme sucks as well. Everybody, if we all pay attention, we can do both. We can talk, we can laugh, but we can keep this fucking game moving.
Yeah.
I got trains to complete here. I got tracks to lay down.
Yeah,
let's finish this fucking game.
Well, like, I ended up having to be, like, the guy, like, at one of those, like, major poker tournaments, like, with the microphone that, I guess, does, like, the on-table play-by-play. Because I have to do that because I'm, like, you know, two to whatever, whoever my buddy, two to Cole or whatever. Because if I don't, like...
Table captain, yeah. Somebody's got to hate that. That's why I hate playing home games of poker, although I would love to play that NHL game and get some of that NHL money. But otherwise... I'll set that up.
Is that legal? Can I do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's only illegal if the house takes a cut. So, like, if you require a fee, like, if everybody has to give you a percentage of the play, then it's illegal because then it's a casino.
Yeah, don't do that.
Can't do that.
Can I come watch? Can I buy tickets?
That's private.
I don't know if anybody trusts you now.
Yeah, nobody.
Well,
calm
why
down.
Don't they trust me? What did I do?
It's the things that you say, your actions, your thoughts, your opinions.
My
inability to discern between a vagina,
vagina
and a hole.
Right.
I'm just saying that I used a slang term
you
for...
You scared Tina with your sexual tension right out of the room.
I didn't scare her. That was sauce.
Yeah, the two, I could feel it between the two of you.
Sauce... Scared.
I don't scare Tina.
She brought
you.
A
Tina's
donut
afraid of
for
me.
You.
Tina's
and
one
you
of my sources.
Denied it. You shoved it right back in her face and said, I don't want that donut. And she felt very bad about that.
Yes, because you said shove it in my face.
No, that's not what I did, vagina hole man.
Yeah, that's your new nickname.
I don't want
to. If you were in Mega Man 2, you would be vagina hole man.
I don't want to be.
You'd be Vom.
What's my superpower?
No, that's fucking
then?
Wrong.
I don't know.
Nah, gross. Move on.
I would ask you what you would pick for a superpower, but I think it would terrify all of us into therapy.
Yeah, what would you do for a superpower?
Oh my god, you just did it.
It would be. I think I'd just be able to like teleport. You know, that's the
into a vagina hole.
Oh, well, that too. I mean, I'm fighting. Well, no.
You would not.
God, no.
You would not. Zach.
No, because that would be. That'd be horrible.
Don't you think like, the best superhero ability would be something like mind reading? Because if
no.
you're
here's
but like the ability, not like Mel Gibson in What Women Want, where he heard everybody's opinions. If you had the ability to just access that when you wanted to, you could kind of dominate the world without ever having people know you had it. Like if you were flying, people would be like, "That's a fucking god. We have to kill it." Like it's right. It's the fear of. He's a huge threat because he can fly.
Right.
Super strength, super speed, all those things. If you could read people's minds, you could calculatedly not expose it and just dominate. But the ability to turn it off, because to your point, if you're like, I don't want to know if this chick hates me.
Yeah, I don't need to
right?
know. If,
yeah, I don't
want to
know. Yeah.
But what about if you could internally flip that on and off and go, all right, I want to know exactly what this person is thinking. They don't know I know what they're thinking, and I can react accordingly and benefit from it.
There's like four people in this entire world who I would think nice things about. So I don't need that.
But you would essentially know what people were scheming. You would know if people are scheming against you. You would know if bad things or good things are coming.
Yeah, no,
you would know if gals are interested or not.
Yeah, I don't want to know any of that.
I wouldn't want to know anything.
No.
Mm-mm, keep me in the dark.
Fuck that. In the dark.
But yeah, let's do this poker game. I'm dead serious. I'll
I'm dead
organize.
Serious as well. Find out what the stakes are. I'm in. I'm interested.
Yeah.
There. I definitely know two or three people that listen to this podcast. They're going to call me or text me and go, because I've already
Let's
had one
it.
In the past, go, how do I get in that game?
Mm-hmm.
My hunch is
how many people do we want?
A good poker game, a good home poker game probably has
seven
or eight players.
Okay. I'm on this. I'll
It'll
organize. I'm going to be like the poker madam.
If you need any help, let me know.
If there was, if there were eight of us, if you give me and one of my friends versus this other six of them, who are, again, not poker players, just hockey players that like poker, I would take the two of us against those six, and I guarantee you the guy that's listening to this podcast would stake as much money possible on me and him versus the other six.
Sick brag.
Okay.
Sauce knows that dude, right?
Yeah, I know that guy.
100% he would say me and Corey versus the other six.
I'll take those two as well.
He'd probably fit right in.
Is this your teacher? Is this your
mentor? My coach.
Don't
your coach?
Kick me.
He's a horrible poker coach. He just happens to be unbelievable at cards.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Students
I would
lover,
love it. It'd be so much fun.
All right, so
I'm in.
I'll just out him. So it's Blake, Bond, and me versus six random hockey dudes.
Okay.
Can you find six?
Yeah.
Is Jason one of the six?
Probably not.
Damn it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he would.
I gotta get that Zucker money.
He would just for fun, but he wouldn't. He would be out right away.
He has no idea what he's doing.
He's not a good poker player. Hmm. I don't think. Dubnyk would play. Probably.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm trying to. We have. There's like a lot of the guys in our area, in like our neighborhood area. They would just come over.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Be so fun. Party time.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll provide the booze. I will buy a ticket.
I'll provide the booze and the food.
All right.
You bring the poker.
I will. You. You should buy a ticket to ride.
Chips,
honestly,
though.
You should buy a ticket to ride.
Okay.
You would like
Done.
It. If you were a board game player, your family would like it.
We
it's super
love
fun.
Board games.
Ticket to ride. There's like 17 versions. Just get the normal one to start. If I think I have like five because my wife loves it and our neighbors like it.
Ticket to ride.
Yep, just get the standard version. It's like $40. It's worth it though. Actually, just wait like a month. Black Friday, I'm sure you can probably get it for like 20. Not that you give a shit about $20. I'm just saying if you want to wait.
I care about saving money. Everybody should.
Do
it doesn't matter.
Do you?
Everybody should.
Yeah, everybody
should.
This
is what it looks like?
Yes, it's that exact game. It's tons of fun.
Done.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Yeah, I feel like we've gone, right?
Hold
over
on.
The amount.
Hold on. I haven't stopped yet. Bye.